Well, I thought, as it's such a lovely day, when I went home this afternoon, I would go out for a walk in the area where I live, Bally in North Hertfordshire and the surrounding villages. It's absolutely beautiful there. But when I got to work and I picked up one of the papers, or two of the papers, actually, I thought, no, I daren't go out, because apparently there's a killer bird on the loose exactly where I live. The 6-foot-tall South American rhea has been on the run for weeks, and it's been sighted multiple times just over the Cambridgeshire border into North Hertfordshire. As I said, Jane Garner writes the Brent Pelham newsletter, which is where the bird first escaped. Jane, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, yes, there's this stories in the paper today about how they can disembowel a man and all the rest of it. Absolutely frightening. So when did this bird first escape and take and go on the run?
She escaped about a month ago. And I promise you, there is no need to be nervous or scared. The main problem being that the reason it's still on the run is that no one can catch it. And in order to be disemboweled, you have to be closer than 100 yards to it. It's actually a very shy bird. I wouldn't suggest that a member of the public got too close to it.
But they're not going to, are they? Because it'll run away.
Because the whole thing is, it's escaped and it runs away. It has been seen predominantly around the Brent Pelham, Anstey, Meesden area. And this morning it was on hole 17 of Barkway Golf Course.
Was it?
It was.
Oh, right. I've played Barkway. I know exactly where it was. I bet it did better than I did there.
But in reality, it's not my bird, but we're really anxious to get it caught. And if anybody out there has any idea of how to catch it and keep it safe, that would be brilliant. But at the minute, any fears about being hurt by it, well, can't be hurt if you can't get near it.
The person who owns it, they've got others as well, have they?
They have, yes. They've got another three.
And how many times has it been spotted? Because it's been on the run for about a month. I know it suddenly made its way into the newspapers and it looked lovely. I have to say, a field of rape and then this bird's head just sticking up over the top. It looked absolutely fantastic.
Wonderful pictures.
Yes.
Really, really nice. It's been sighted dozens of times. I get calls, several calls a day over it. As you mentioned, I write the Brent Pelham newsletter, so I wrote about its original escape and just put my phone number in as a contact in case people needed one. But it has been spotted dozens of times. It eats grass and leaves, and it's perfectly happy. It's well fed. The weather's nice. It's not in any danger, other than if it gets onto the road and causes an accident.
I was going to ask you what it ate, and you say grass and leaves. Well, it's a good time to be on the run. It might have been a bit more difficult in December, let's say.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it means it's got no incentive to try and get itself back to where it came from. It's got everything it needs, really. But it is now getting a bit out of hand, and
sure,
it does need to be caught.
And has anybody got any idea? I mean, are there any experts about who do know how to catch them? Because normally you catch something which is on the run because you put down something that it wants to eat, don't you? And then net it or catch it or even tranquilise it. But there's nothing to tempt this bird because it can find what it wants to eat anyway.
Well, it does apparently like dog biscuits.
Right.
And it might be possible to corral it into a paddock or something using dog biscuits. The main problem is nobody really knows where it's going to be 1 minute to the next. So, as I say, this morning it was on Barkway Golf Course. This afternoon it could be in Anstey.
Yeah.
So it's actually having the right person there at the right time that's the main issue.
Do they make a noise? I mean, I'm wondering if somebody could make the noise of a male, sort of a mating call or something like that to try and attract it.
That would be interesting to hear. I honestly don't know, which is why, as I say, if anybody listening does have any ideas as to how we can get it back where it belongs, that would be really, really helpful.
Well, in the next hour of the programme, we're going to be talking to an expert. I think somebody who deals with them in a zoo. So maybe they'll have a few ideas. But it's a lovely story, Jane. And my biggest concern is that, like you, it doesn't come to grief in some way,
well,
really.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think we need to be worried rather more about the bird than about anyone being disemboweled.
So do I. It's been lovely to talk to you. What's your circulation of the Brent Pelham newsletter?
Oh, gosh, that's just a tiny little thing. I actually run a PR company and I just do that because somebody's got to.
Well, every newspaper, every newsletter wants a scoop, and you've got one. It's been brilliant to talk to you, Jane.
Okay,
cheers.
Thank you.
All the best. Bye. Bye. That's Jane Garner, who writes the Brent Pelham newsletter. If you've spotted this bird and it is in the Anstey, Nuthamstead, Barley, Meesden area, then we'd like to hear from you. 08459 25 2000. And terrific pictures in the paper today of Chris the Rhea.